From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series of studies in the book of Judges, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message called Little is Much When God is in It, the story of Shamgar, the third judge in Israel. Shamgar's day was a time of spiritual declension and great violence. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, it was the spiritual apostasy of Israel that had brought them to this sad state. The condition of the country was so black that all hope seemed to be gone. Yet in the midst of those conditions, God raised up one man who was burdened for the honor of the Lord and acted by faith to achieve a great deliverance. Shamgar's enemy was the Philistines, the most powerful people in the land of Canaan. With no sword or spear, Shamgar had nothing but an ox goad as his weapon. Yet by faith in the God of Israel, he slew 600 Philistines and delivered his people. May the Lord give us men of such courage and faith today. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please listen to this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's selection is entitled Broad Rivers Without Galleys. The text is Isaiah 33, verse 21. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. The Lord will be to us the greatest good, without any of the drawbacks which seem necessarily to attend the best earthly things. If a city is favored with broad rivers, it is liable to be attacked by galleys with oars and other ships of war. But when the Lord represents the abundance of his bounty under this figure, he takes care expressly to shut out the fear which the metaphor might suggest. Blessed be his perfect love. Lord, if thou send me wealth like broad rivers, do not let the galley with oars come up in the shape of worldliness or pride. If thou grant me abundant health and happy spirits, do not let the gallant ship of carnal ease come sailing up the flowing flood. If I have success in holy service, broad as the German Rhine, yet let me never find the galley of self-conceit and self-confidence floating on the waves of my usefulness. Should I be so supremely happy as to enjoy the light of thy countenance year after year, yet let me never despise thy feeble saints, nor allow the vain notion of my own perfection to sail up the broad rivers of my full assurance. Lord, give me that blessing which maketh rich, and neither addeth sorrow nor aideth sin.
I shall never hunger, O my
As you hear in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all His fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel, as it is presented by Christ, to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns.
America is not beyond the reach of God. It is not beyond the reach of the gospel. Let us not fall into the pernicious trap of a rationalistic theology that in effect wipes out any hope because wickedness is so deeply ingrained in American culture and society today. My friend, the era in which Shamgar was called to serve was just as bad. Thank God he saw work done nonetheless. quick word about the enemy whom Shamgar faced. He faced the Philistines, a furious enemy, a ferocious enemy, a bloodthirsty and a brutal enemy. They had reduced Israel to total submission. They had removed every weapon so that, as we read, among 40,000 soldiers, there wasn't even found a spear in all Israel. So who on earth was Shamgar to oppose them? After all, he was just a countryman. His only experience was in herding cattle. The only thing he had in his hand was the goad for the oxen. What could one single countryman, a herdsman, a cattle drover, if you want, what could he do with one single ox goad in his hand against the most furious and highly competent and brutal fighting force of the day? What could he do? And the answer is hilariously simple, as the Philistines were soon to find out. He could do all that God wanted him to do and all that the Lord enabled him to do. What a message. We face a terrible foe. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Let us not be at all in the dark about what's really happening today. Listen, you are not fighting communists. You're not fighting socialists. You're not fighting liberals. You're fighting devils. Remember that. Our real enemy is not a man or a movement, but the powers of hell. And they'll use socialists or communists or capitalists and Presbyterians and Baptists and anybody else that they can get their hands on to use. But that's who we're fighting. We're fighting devils, the powers of hell. When Paul wrote to the Corinthians on the touchy matter of what they could eat and what they couldn't eat and what they could drink and what they couldn't drink, and living in a heathen society, about when they're out in company, should they eat meat that had been sacrificed to idols and things like that, even though they say, we know there's no such thing as an idol. Paul taught them in reality, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, that behind every idol there's a devil. And he called the table of the idol the table of devils. We don't wrestle against mere flesh and blood. We are in a mighty spiritual conflict. So what can we do? You throw up your hands and say, well, I can't do a thing. What can I do against the devil? You may well feel like this poor little character felt when God called him to preach, and I looked at a work that was far beyond me and a challenge that scared me stiff. You may feel like Belshazzar felt when his knees were knocking together. What can we do in this day and age? And I want to tell you, the answer is just the same as in the days of Shamgar. We can do all that the Lord wants us to do, and we can do all that the Lord enables us to do. In Shamgar, we have a wonderful example of Paul's words, so often quoted in 1 Corinthians 1, 26. He takes the weak to confound the mighty. He takes the things that are not to confound the things that are. Are you a nobody? You're a right candidate for the service of God. Are you one of these people who has to say, well, preacher, I can't. I don't have this ability. I don't have that ability. I don't have the other ability. Join the ranks. Whenever I talk to somebody who's interested in the Christian ministry and they think, well, you know, I have a lot to offer the ministry, you may be absolutely sure I'm ready to slam the door right in his teeth. I don't want you. I had a fellow come to see me years ago here in Greenville, and he had heard that there was maybe a chance for him to serve in the Free Presbyterian Church. He was just ready to confer upon us the wonderful honor of having him amongst us. He had this ability, that ability, this training and the other training, and I couldn't wait to close the door behind his heels and say good night. And unless God makes a mighty change in him, if he lives to be the age of Methuselah, he'd never make a minister. The work of God is not geared to people who have big ideas about their abilities, who have inflated egos, and are wonderfully aware of what a privilege it is for God Almighty to be able to have them. No, the work of God is a place of service for little people. I'm not saying that they are people without talent, God-given ability. But I am saying they're people who feel how little they are, how insignificant, how useless, how much of a failure they are. But God, by His Spirit, takes the things that are nothing, the people who don't count. And He says, give me people like that, and I'll fill them with the Holy Ghost, and I'll energize them with the power from on high, and I'll shake the world through them. It's often been quoted. I think actually it could be attributed to more than one person. But I think it was R.A. Torrey who said, give me 10 men filled with the Holy Ghost, and I will shake this world for God. I believe that he was right. Give us men, I and women too, little people, nobodies, filled with the Holy Spirit of God. I want to tell you, there is nothing that God calls us to do for him in this age of apostasy that we shall not be able to perform. Notice the equipment he possessed. Just an ox goad. For the simple reason, as I pointed out, that no conventional weapons were available. So what did he do? Cried. Bleated like a sheep. Oh Lord, these are terrible days. And I would want to do so much for God, but I don't have any sword or spear. I don't even have a slingshot. Lord, I want to do so much, but I can't. I have nothing. No. Shamgar, I have no doubt, would have said, Lord, I wish I had a sword and a whole army of good men with swords. I wish I had a spear and a lot of others throwing spears or using them beside me, but I have just an ox goad. But what I have in my hand, by the grace of God, I'll use it to the fullness of my ability in the service of my Savior. That's the spirit. Oh, if only I had more education, I would serve the Lord. Well, get all the education you want, but you start serving the Lord in your ignorance. Oh, if only I could speak publicly, I would serve the Lord. Well, you start speaking privately and let God give you the tongue for public speech later if he will. You remember he said to Moses, what is that in thine hand? What is it? Use it. Zechariah asks the question, who has despised the day of small things? An ox goad is not a very big thing. It's not a very important thing for warfare. I would say this is probably the only battle in history that was won with the use of the ox goad. But you see, Zechariah also said, it is not by might, nor is it by power. It is not by might. It is not by armies. It is not by human greatness. That's the message. It is by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. What is that in thine hand? What has God put in your hand? Use it to the fullness of your ability for God, and you'll come to experience what Shamgar did, as we finally think upon the exploits that he did. He slew 600 Philistines with an ox goad. I'd love to have been there, of course, just as a spectator. I don't know that I could use an ox goad much. But I think my wife could, mind you. But what a sight that must have been. 600 lusty Philistine warriors slain by one countryman with an ox goad. What an exploit. Now, Shamgar had every excuse to do nothing. After all, that's what everybody else was doing. Nothing. So he could have done the same. He could well have excused himself, Lord, I have no experience. And of course, as we have noted, Lord, I have no weapons. But his spirit was moved. That's the thing. His spirit was moved within him against the sin that was cursing his people and against the bondage that Israel was enduring. So that whatever the cost was going to be, Shamgar, that little insignificant countryman with only an ox goad in his hand, Shamgar felt compelled to go out and face the foe. A fool. Aye, that's what the world would have said. A fool. Not only is that what the world would have said, but that's what the Israelites would have said. What does that fool think he's doing? I mean, what can that little man do with his ox goad? But he saw a miracle of the power of God. The work of God needs men who are stirred by the Holy Ghost to serve God and go to war for the kingdom of God against the kingdom of darkness. Men who are stirred.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.